it started with an idea that I don't think anyone around the table really thought we could pull off, but we all completely loved the idea, so we worked really hard to achieve it. And it was the concept of being able to produce Leicestershire grown baked bean. So we loved the idea of having a Leicestershire beans on toast. So we were talking about growing the bean locally using a regenerative farm. So the custodians of Stanford Hall have very kindly given up some of their land for a community supported agriculture project, which is run by a chap called Graham. So the regenerative farm at Stanford Hall is a fantastic example of small-scale community-supported agriculture. So it's a small-scale farm trying to grow produce in a way that's actually beneficial to the environment to serve the community. And we've been working with them for well over a couple of years now, and the Bean Project came out of that relationship, supported by Leicestershire County Council. So what we've done is grown a haricot bean that's specially formulated to grow in the UK soil, and they've done it in a really low impact way. So they've not churned up the soil, they've not chucked loads of pesticides at it, they've just simply plonked the bean in the ground, and it grew, and we were quite impressed with how well it grew. And we had a group of school children from Market Harbour Church of England Academy that went down and harvested the beans. We've now got this system of some really fantastic regeneratively grown really nutritious beans. And then, to take it a step further, the two old goats, Alison and Claire, down at the Eco Village, are now using those beans to cook with. So they're producing some really lovely, nutritious meals using these beans. And Alison is an absolute whiz in the kitchen. So, you know, even if you think you don't like beans, you need to come and try some of these meals.
Brilliant.
And we've got this pay it forward system going. So if you can spare £3.50 or £10, you can feed an individual or a family of four. And Alison's making some meals which will be popped into the freezer and then distributed around the community to people who need them. So we're going to be working with the school food banks, the Jubilee Food Bank, to get these meals out there. And we've already had quite a few donated, actually. So we'll be kicking off that side of the project as well this weekend with a bit of promotion about what we're doing. But on this scale, I'm not sure anything like this has been done, which is why we're saying we're making bean history. So it's a fantastic bean. It's been specially modified over the years and developed. So it was actually really perfect timing. We didn't know this bean existed. So when we had the idea to do it, we then had to go out and find the right kind of bean to put in the soil in a farm, you know, at Stanford Hall. So it's been a real labour of love. I think we fed the kids beans on toast as well, and we used sourdough from a local bakery as well. So that was really satisfying, because obviously the more that we can do to A, support regenerative farming methods, and B, reduce our food miles and food waste, we can make a massive difference in terms of climate change.